In the words of the great theologian John Bon Jovi, whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, living on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Whoa, living on a prayer. Which begs the question today, what are you living on? What are you living in? Yep, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer! Garth Ekman, David Alliance. You want to reach out to me? You can, and quite a few people have over the weekend. We'll get to that in a sec, but you can hit me up at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Now, last week I talked about my youngest boy who's 30. It's weird calling him my youngest boy and he's 30. But anyway, about how after 15 years of prayer, he's come back to Christ and he's living hot for Jesus. And I had quite a few people say, hey, my kid is still running from God, and drop me some lines. So listen, these are the ones that I remember. And there were a few more, but I don't have time to look them up. But Pete, I got you covered. Ralphina, a girl, that's her name. Ralphina, I've got you covered. Danny, I've got you covered. David, I've got you covered. I've erased my son's name at the top of the salvation list, and I put your kids' names at the top. So prayers are coming hot for your kids, and let's expect a miracle as well. So let's jump into today. Are we talking about living on a prayer? No, but we're talking about what we're living in or what we're living through. And it's hard to believe that that song by John Bon Jovi, yes. And I have nothing against Bon Jovi. I liked a couple of their tunes, but that song had over a billion views on YouTube. Crazy. They weren't even going to put that song on the album originally, on their sophomore album. But anyway, I'm an 80s hair metal guy. I could talk forever on that. But the point is what are you living a life of? Are you living a life of prayer? Well, let's call it what it is today, living a life of faith. My guess is most people would assess that a life of faith is one that, when problems arise in your life, be it financial, material, health, relationships, whatever, that a life of faith acts in that moment, believing and trusting God. But what if it was the wrong idea of what faith was and how we actually should use it or live it? What if that's not the way we should live in faith? Let me break it down for you. Management is the ability to create an expected outcome. Leadership is the ability to create a picture and environment of the future outcome yet to come. You go, why, Garth? I'm confused. What's the difference? What are you talking about? Well, listen, we'll get back to faith in a second. But management does not see the problem and does not deal with the problem until it shows up. Then management tries to create an answer and an outcome, hoping that after the fact, it creates also a new understanding and environment. But leadership sees the problem and expects the problem before it ever gets there and has already started to create the environment so that when it does show up, you and those around you are ready to deal with it. Yes, we need faith in times of crisis, but we also need faith in everyday life. Hebrews 11:6 says, it is impossible to please God without faith. Why? Because it says we must earnestly seek Him. This means always, always seeking to live a life of faith, always seeking to build an atmosphere in our life of faith, always expecting God's kingdom to invade earth in anything we do. This is the leadership mindset of creating an environment before crisis that might happen. There's no mediocrity in a faith walk. It does not get turned on and off when you need to use it. That's not faith. Only a mediocre person is always at their best, right? What do I mean? Are you the type of person who didn't need faith today because, well, there was no need, there was no emergency, there was no crisis? I really didn't even think about it. Well, that's a mediocre faith. And that's the best faith you can expect to have in the time of crisis. There's a book I read almost 30 years ago, The Fifth Discipline by Peter M. Singh. Phenomenal book, not a Christian book, so don't get confused by the title. It's not about discipleship. A heavy-duty, brainiac business book, and I want to read you just a short little paragraph out of that. He says, our fixation on events is actually part of our evolutionary programming. If you wanted to design a cave person for survival, ability to contemplate the cosmos would not be high-ranking design. What is important is the ability to see the saber-toothed tiger over your left shoulder and react quickly. The irony is that today, the primary threats to our survival, both our organizations and of our societies, come not from sudden events, but from slow, gradual processes. The arms race, environmental decay, the erosion of society's public education system, increasingly obsolete physical capital, the decline in design or product quality, and he goes on. But he says these are all a slow, gradual process. That's what happens in our life with faith. Look, are you caught up in the same gradual process of your faith and it's slowly decaying? Because at one point, it had to be pretty impressive and strong for faith. I mean, you chose in faith to believe in who Christ was and who he is and who he will be to come. That's pretty amazing faith. But then the slow decay of day after day of not needing a hyper strong faith-filled environment, well, that's probably your undoing. So how does one create that environment? Well, look, I'm going to say, I can't even believe this is going to come out of my mouth, but I'll warn you, it's simplistic and you've heard it before. But in everyday life, you ask yourself, what would Jesus do? I know, I've got the bracelet too. It's in a desk drawer somewhere. You've heard that right, I know. But asking and then praying and expecting is what creates the environment. But here's the catch. You ask when you pull up to get gas at the gas station. You ask when buying donuts. You ask when you're talking to your kids or your boss or your spouse. You ask when it's time to pass the plate at church. You ask when they ask for volunteers at church. You ask when you turn on your computer or your television. You ask, what would Jesus do? In every shape, way, form of just day-to-day life, you live a life of faith by continually asking God, what would Jesus do? Do this enough, and you create a life of faith, an environment of faith, a foundation of faith on days that are normal, on days that are tragic, on days that are crisis, and on days of rejoicing. You've built the environment. Don't manage your faith. Lead it. Garth Ekman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.